Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. If I told you that I sprung loose for an ag field day recently, the topic of plasticulture and its location, Jefferson County, might surprise you. Ty Cato, UK Extension Associate for Organic and Conventional Commercial Vegetable Production.
Plasticulture is a production method for vegetable crops and some fruit crops, and it's a thin polyethylene mulch that is laid down either on flatbeds or raised beds with buried drip irrigation. There's a bunch of benefits to it: increased soil warmth, drastic increase in yields, reduced weed pressure in the row, reduced soil compaction, reduced erosion, better water retention, and then you just go through and use a water wheel transplanter and transplant your crops directly into it.
Buying local is a major consumer trend and a real opportunity for those considering commercial vegetable production as an income enhancer. The Kentucky Horticulture Council and UK Extension see the growing potential.
Absolutely, and this is done through a grant from the Ag Development Fund through the Kentucky Hort Council. And that's what funds my position and this whole program. So we loan this equipment out for free as long as they agree to be part of a demonstration program and participate in a field day.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back with UK Extension Associate Ty Cato on the potential and the economics for a farmer or maybe a group in certain circumstances of trying commercial vegetable production.
The bed shaper would run you a little less than $5,000. The water wheel transplanter would be just over $2,000. And the mulch lifter to remove the plastic at the end of the year would be about $2,200. So it's not like getting into agronomic production where you're talking about combines and big planters like that.
And he says growers need a clearly defined marketing plan, and they're prepared to assist.
Absolutely. Part of the demonstration program is I come out on a weekly basis as much as I can and help them with any production problems, any pathology disease problems with their plants, tell them what they need to do. But I also do, for non-demonstration growers, I also do consultations. So people I've worked with in the past, I'll go out to their farms, help them with any problems that they've got.
Plasticulture for organic and conventional vegetable production, one way perhaps for some to increase that bottom line. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.